Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Somebody right here on this show has been insulted, and it must come to an end right now with some communication. Rebecca?
I have been grievously wronged by someone in studio. Mm. A fellow youth group member.
Oh, damn. Comes from within your own house. Uh-huh.
And just to paint the picture, you are once again wearing a tie because I paint and a blazer. A tie and a blazer because you are in court today.
Yes, I am. Oh. I'm entering coworker court.
It's more like kangaroo court.
You look like you're out of an 80s movie where there's like the oversized jackets. Like, don't tell mom the babysitter's dead.
I actually bought this jacket thinking it was really cute and I haven't returned it yet because I look like SpongeBob SquarePants in it. But yeah, I thought it would fit the decor of the court today.
Okay. I'm sorry. You haven't returned it because you look like SpongeBob in it. And so you that makes you want to keep it?
No, I haven't returned it because I'm lazy and it's been sitting in my car. But yes, a member of the youth group insulted my very appearance.
How dare them?
They know I'm calling them out, but they don't know why. Prosecution calls Jackson Kim to the bench.
Of course.
Should've knew.
Come on in.
Yeah, who would have guessed?
This is the day. This is how we start the day, eh? What did you do? What did you do?
I don't think I did anything.
You don't remember?
I don't know. Please, do tell.
All right, Mr. Kim. Allow me to draw a picture of the crime scene. The time last week, after hours of the Bert Show, the location, the phone screener room. I was sitting in the room with Mr. Mikey Wakefield and Mr. Jackson Kim. A thought popped into my head. It's winter, and I haven't shaved my legs.
No.
Oh, now he remembers.
Oh, no.
Now he remembers.
Oh, you in trouble.
So you said it's winter, I haven't shaved my legs, so you don't shave your legs all winter.
Why would you?
I'm just asking questions. I'm not judging.
Why would you be showing your leg hair to coworkers?
I will get that
today. Okay. Question, Cassie. Thank you.
So that's pretty standard procedure for women?
I wouldn't say it's standard procedure, but I mean, I don't. Unless I'm showcasing my legs to the world, I'm not shaving them.
I'll let it go longer between, like, I'll still shave, but it might be like a week or two.
I thought you were asking if it was standard procedure to show your leg hair to coworkers.
In radio, yes.
Unless it's like I have a reason to shave my legs during winter from like, I don't know, December to like March. It's kind of a free fall for me. So,
girl, same. Absolutely same.
Yeah. Okay. I showed the sight of my hairy ankle to Mr. Mikey Wakefield, thinking it would delight him as he is juvenile of mind. What I did not realize was that the sight of my hairy leg would emit a sound from Mr. Kim so cruel. Jackson, do you want to share what sound you made?
Not really.
Well, you have to. You're in court.
Well, as a South Korean, this might have been the first time he's ever seen body hair.
Yeah, fair. It only grows on my upper lip.
Yeah, I was going to say, any sound coming from you is rich considering what's on your face. Oh.
What was that sound?
If I recall correctly,
and my memory is a little vague right now. I think I said yuck.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Wait.
So it wasn't even a sound. It was a full-on word.
Objection. Can you please say it the way you said it that day?
We need a not even a dramatic reenactment, just an accurate reenactment.
Yuck.
It was very, very loud. So I asked the members of the jury to find Mr. Jackson Kim to be a massive hater and give me a free chicken biscuit.
This is why we're in court.
The damages that I am asking for my broken spirit and my insecurities.
You need financial compensation for this?
I do.
I think you need to show the members of the jury what it looks like down there.
You might want to rephrase that. Yes,
can you please clarify?
What it looks like below the knee.
That's your defense?
Yes,
my hair ankle.
I mean, you know how I feel about body hair, so I'm already on Jackson's side here without even looking at it. I just have a personal jihad against body hair, any kind.
All right. Y'all are weird.
As the fellow woman who goes long periods of time without shaving her legs in the winter.
Okay, Kristen.
Let me see.
Everybody be cool. Okay. Be cool, everybody. Just right.
I love that she's lifting up the leg of her pants with the Crocs on the bottom, by the way.
You're not going to hurt my feelings. I'm just kidding. But this might be intense.
She's not wearing socks, by the way.
Oh, look at Kristen's face.
It's leg hair.
No. That is not the look I just got from Kristen. It was more like, damn, that's more than I was expecting.
Deep breath.
Wow. Wow, that's impressive. you have a talent, friend.
Is it really, Jackson, that you're just jealous that Rebecca can grow a better mustache on her leg than you can on your face?
Wow. I mean, maybe that's part of it. There's some deep insecurities here, very clearly.
I think you owe the girl a chicken biscuit, and Rebecca, you owe the rest of us a chicken biscuit for looking at that.
I disagree. Based on Kristen's reaction, she's guilty.
Guilty of being human.
Dun dun.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Normally after a Kansas City Chiefs game, the only thing you're going to see trending on Twitter is whatever Taylor Swift was wearing during her tunnel walk that day. You're going to see a lot of hashtag Tavis, hashtag so cute, hashtag go Chiefs. But after the Chiefs won on Sunday, a lot of discussion on X, formerly known as Twitter, was about how people really feel like the NFL is rigging it so the Kansas City Chiefs make it to the Super Bowl.
I had that. I'm not going to lie. I had that conversation with my husband, hands down.
Well, there has been talk within, like, sports fans that the Chiefs seem to get more calls and important calls, penalties, when other ones don't. So, you know what? They've said this about the Patriots, too, and Tom Brady when they were winning as well.
Unless they can prove, like, we need, like, obviously solid evidence. I know this is very speculatory, but I would love to know the numbers. Mm. Like, what are the numbers? Like, with the Kansas City Chiefs making it, and obviously, you know, Swifties are going to be very excited. So there are going to be, I think, a lot more eyes watching it than had. Who did the Kansas City Chiefs beat?
You mean recently?
Yeah, to make it to the Bills.
Yeah.
So I do think there's going to be more eyes than there would be if the Bills had made it to the Super Bowl.
So that's why I think it's easier for them to accuse them of rigging it, because now we feel like we have a clear motive. Like, of course, the NFL wants the Chiefs to win because then they're going to get all the 10 million Swifties to watch on the Super Bowl, because last year the Super Bowl had the most viewed telecast of all time. There was like 120 million viewers. And so there's actually a clip from this weekend's game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Bills where fans say it is a clear sign of rigging. Me and Mo looked at it after the show. I don't know what happened football-wise, but all I know is that thousands of people were like, yeah, ref call, bad. It's definitely rigged.
Mo, what happened that they think it's rigged?
It was, I believe the Chiefs had the ball and it was a bad spot is what it was.
This was the fourth and one with Josh Allen?
Yeah, the Bills had the ball. Uh-huh. And they said that the refs put the ball a little further back when the ball should have actually have been. But I mean,
should have been a first down, so the Bills would have been able to continue to go down the field.
But it's hard to place the ball. It's hard. hard to spot the ball. I think if you're watching a football, you realize the calls go both ways. That's just a part of the game. Some are good, some are bad. And I think they do this with every team that is great. If a team is great, they always accuse the refs of cheating. I from watching it, do not believe the refs are cheating. I just think the Chiefs are that good.
Is this just because you want to win that bet where $2,500 is on the line?
I'm a Cowboys fan. I really don't care beyond that. But I do just think that the refs get a lot of heat because it's happening fast and they don't always get it right. And people assume that it's on purpose because of the Chiefs.
So now it makes sense because I have several Bills like friends who are like big Buffalo Bills fans, right? One of them even played for the Buffalo Bills, so that makes sense why he would be a Buffalo Bills fan. But she posted something on how when you're watching tennis, they have the software and the technology where they can see like where the ball hit the line to know if it's in or out. And she was like, why do we still just have dudes in striped shirts running around the field trying to make calls? And why isn't this technology available for football?
I'll tell you why. Because Taylor Swift made the NFL in Kansas City an estimated $330 million in brand stuff by being a part of it all. Mm. So it stands to reason they would want the Kansas City Chiefs to be in the Super Bowl because she is a cash cow for them.
100%. So, of course, the NFL is denying it. So Dean Blandino, who used to be the vice president of officiating, says that his own brother thinks that the entire thing is fixed. He said, my brother is like, they want Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl. The league is rigged. And that I, Dean Blandino, can't say anything about it. But Blandino is saying that 150 million people are going to watch the Super Bowl regardless of her being there. If there was a script, I think the head of officiating, which he used to be, would be pretty important in that process, and no one ever invited him into that room.
Do you remember this has been going on since the first day of the season when people took a look at the Chiefs' schedule and then they were lining it up to Taylor Swift's concerts, and then people were saying that maybe they were organizing the NFL schedule around her concerts so she could be a Kansas City Chief. It's been going on since day number one.
How long has Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift been a thing?
Almost 2 years.
So Patrick Mahomes has been in the league for 7 years. Yeah. And they have gone no less into the AFC Championship or the Super Bowl in those 7 years. They go because of Patrick Mahomes, not because of Taylor Swift.
Do you think Patrick is peeved by this?
Has to be. Yeah. He has to be.
That everybody's saying the only reason why they're making it to the Super Bowl is Taylor Swift and not his talent.
This dude is really doing things we've never seen another quarterback do, including Tom Brady. And everybody's like, Taylor Swift.
All right. A$AP Rocky's former friend is testifying against him about an alleged shooting. I'm going to tell you what he said A$AP did on the streets of Hollywood on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, 1 minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I think we probably have all been there before where we really feel abandoned by a family member or a friend, and man, that hurts.
It's unfortunately really relatable, and that's the topic that came up on this week's episode of my podcast, The Breakup Breakdown, which you can hear on Burt's podcasting network, Pioneer, everywhere you get your podcasts. And for me, even though I have a podcast all about breakups, I'm always kind of in this weird position when I interview people because I myself have never really been through like a bad romantic breakup. So like 9 out of 10 of the episodes I've ever put out, I mean, I have more than 10 episodes, but like 90% of the episodes I put out
are all romantic, but recently I've gotten a lot of friendship breakup submissions. Yeah. And it's in a weird way been very healing for me because I have so much experience with friendship breakups and friendship conflict that I feel for the first time, I'm like, oh my God, I have insight and I can be helpful to somebody.
Do you feel like these friendship breakups, the uptick has to do with social media?
No, I don't think so. I feel like this has been a problem that everybody's had to deal with since the dawn of time. I mean, girls have been fighting with girls since, you know, the Stone Age. But I think maybe we know more about it because people are speaking up about it. I think it feels like a really shameful thing, especially as a woman, that if you and another gal friend break up, it's somehow a ding on your permanent woman record.
I also think too that female friendships and female friendship breakups have, like Abby said, this is nothing new. However, I think now we realize how important they are and that it's not something that should be dismissed when there is a female friendship breakup. Just like I told you guys recently about the power of female friendship and how it's actually beneficial, not only mentally and emotionally, but physically for your health and your well-being. So I don't think people anymore are looking at a friendship breakup as something that's kind of trivial and it's not a big deal. It actually is a big deal and can be just as hurtful and harmful as a romantic breakup.
I feel like women's relationships, I mean, this isn't going to be something new or anything, but they're much more complicated than dudes are, man. You guys think more. You have emotional depth. We just want to be in the same room with each other for 3.5 hours watching a football game, and that's a very intimate time for us.
That's true. It was funny. I just had this conversation with somebody the other day about which has been worst in my life to deal with, friendship breakups or relationship breakups, and no one ever asked me that. But when I thought about it, I thought friendship breakups by far, because mm-hmm. I think I go into relationship breakups knowing that it's possible. But with my friends, I've always felt like, oh, this is forever, regardless of what happens. But so when it happens, it's tougher to deal with, at least for me.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. And when your boyfriend or your girlfriend or whoever you go through that romantic split with, you lean on your friends and you still can rely on people in your community. But if you lose a friend or if you lose several friends, then who do you rely on for that? Who do you go to? So it can be a really isolating experience. So I'll kind of pick things up because I do have a little bit of hot friendship tea, and then I'll tell you how it led into a really important lesson that I think everyone needs to learn when it comes to abandonment. So the episode on my podcast this week is all about this girl who was the maid of honor in her best friend's wedding, or at least she thought it was her best friend. So they had known each other for like 6 or 7 years. It was not a surprise that she was going to be the maid of honor. But leading up to the wedding, the bride was doing intentional things to exile the maid of honor from the wedding process, which, as somebody who was recently a maid of honor, is so backwards. Like, the maid of honor is integral in every part of the wedding. Like, you've got to throw the shower and you've got to get the gift of on the wedding day to the groom and all of these things. And this friend revealed that, like, on the wedding day, she was tricked into getting ready in like a separate location. So all the bridesmaids were in one room and she was like a completely different building somewhere else. And then at the actual reception, the groom comes up to her and is like, yeah, you're not sitting at the head table with everyone else. Like, you're going to be at this table in the corner somewhere.
That is so odd.
And she was like, it literally came out of nowhere. She was like, there were these little things that happened leading up to it. But like the day of the wedding, it was like, they decided that from the moment their marriage started, our friendship ended. And she talked about how she just felt really abandoned. She's like, how could I have such a deep, intimate friendship with this person for 7 years? And then one day I get a text from them giving me 3 reasons why we can't be friends. And then I'm just never going to see you again. Like, how does that happen? And she talked about how she had a response of getting really clingy with friends and having an anxious attachment style. And I said, listen, I think for you to be able to heal from this situation, and I'm speaking from experience, that when somebody abandons you or you feel abandoned, regardless of what happened, I think you need to remember that when another person who has had that depth of relationship with you, even though it looks like they're the one that came out on top because they're leaving and, you know, and somehow maybe looks like they're in the right, they're still losing something valuable by giving up the friendship with you. I was like, I don't know you. Maybe you are crazy. Maybe you did screw up this relationship. But that person gave up a deep friendship of 7 years. And I think they didn't realize the value of having people like you around just because of a rough patch or whatever you were happening or whatever happened in the situation. So I think when you look back on that friendship with that woman that abandoned you, know that in some way they are also hurting, even if they don't realize it, because they've lost a serious, serious asset to their life.
because a friendship of 7 years just shouldn't be taken for granted over something petty.
Yeah. It's deep.
It's deep.
It is deep, but it's compassionate also to look at both sides.
Yes, 100%.
In all the years that you've been doing Breakup Breakdown and all the episodes you've had of breakups, has anybody ever heard an episode and been like, I want to tell my side of the story?
Oh, I've only had an ex reach out once, and they didn't want to give their side of the story on the podcast.
Yeah.
But they did want to take me down in the comment section for sure.
Really?
Yeah, very interesting. But if I ever got the other side, that would be the pinnacle, I think, of my podcast career.
The Burt Show.
Do you guys have people in the office that you realize that you've only had the same conversation with for the last 5 or 6 or 7 years? You don't know anything about them, and every time you see them in the hallway, it's the exact same conversation over and over again?
What do you, well, I mean, if you mean by exact same conversation, like, hey, how are you? Yeah. Good, how are you? Okay.
That's exactly it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Garrett, who works on the country side, right, mm-hmm. on the morning show, we have passed each other in the halls for years and years and years. And the conversation, I just realized, has never been any more than, how are you? Good. How are you doing? I'm doing great. Hey, good to hear it.
Have a good show.
That's it.
It's not even a good have
you
a
don't
good
even
show.
Tell each other have a good show?
No, we just pass each other in the hall. It's literally for 5 years the only thing I know about the dude.
Well, we should bring him in here and you should ask him a question.
I thought that interesting.
Oh, okay.
I think that's completely normal.
Yeah, people around here, it's like it's the same conversation.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. It's either like how you doing today or go Yankees. That's it.
Oh my, so funny story. So Kincaid, who's over so you know, yeah. also over on the country morning show, he and I you know, same exchanges in the hallway, a little more because we have the same agent. So we have had dinner together twice, but never in this city. It's always the city where we're doing morning show boot camp
so bizarre,
and with our agent.
Man.
And when we do, every single time, we're like, we really do. Because I mean, I adore him. He's a really nice, great guy. I'm like, we should have dinner together. We should like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been like 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
And it's never happened.
Kincaid and I actually worked together before I got to the Burt Show. So I've known him like over a decade, and we've still had the same exact conversations every time.
I'm like, he seems like a really nice guy, but if I'm going to go out to lunch with somebody, it's probably going to be one of you guys.
Yeah, yeah. You
know? But he seems like a very nice guy.
Okay.
And he seems to be doing well today.
Well, good.
That's the only thing I need to know.
He's doing good.
Good to hear, Garrett.
All right, it's follow-up Thursday. These are the days where you guys tell us, yo, Burt Show, you forgot to give us closure on blank, and then we do the homework and we find out for you. This one goes back to Christmas.
All right, so Beth's husband of 15 plus years, her Christmas gifts felt more like presents for himself. And we were talking about adult toys,
lingerie,
and a bedroom TV. Meanwhile, Beth had thoughtfully picked out hobby-related gifts just for him to enjoy. She attempted to tell her husband how she felt about the gifts, but he just wasn't getting a hint. She was upset and questioned if her feelings were valid, and we all agreed her feelings were justified. So what was her next move after talking to us?
Lingerie is the stuff you buy at Walmart. Lingerie is Victoria's Secret.
That makes perfect sense, actually. Yeah.
All right. The update reads from Beth. Hey, Burt Show. I know you guys didn't ask for this, but I wanted to give you an update. I was featured in an Am I the A-hole segment discussing the quote-unquote boomerang gifts my husband got me for Christmas. At the end of the segment, I mentioned that my birthday was coming up, and I couldn't wait to see what he was going to get me. Well, it turns out that I didn't get anything for my birthday. That's right, my husband didn't get me a single gift. I even had to order and pick up my own birthday cake. He was sick with the flu the week of my birthday, but I still didn't feel like that's a valid excuse for him to not have ordered something ahead of time.
Well, now she should appreciate the lingerie that she got.
After all, my birthday is on the same day every year. His birthday was this past weekend, and I had two options. I could either follow his example by not getting him anything and not celebrating him on his special day, or I could take the high road and make it a wonderful day for him. I chose the second option.
Aww.
I ordered him a special cake, bought decorations, picked up the ingredients to make his favorite meal. Mm. I got him some of his favorite things as gifts, even though he had already expressed that the new tires he purchased for his four-wheeler were his gifts. At this point, I'm trying not to harbor any ill feelings toward him, but I am certainly left feeling like I am not a priority to him. Deflated wife.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
I know. That hurts my heart for her.
And you're only pushing the can down the road here. You know, I've said this a million times that you can kind of avoid yourself for just so long before you come back to who you really are. So you're already feeling this kind of resentment. So not having the conversation with them and not mentioning it and changing it now, you're only pushing it down the road. It hasn't gone anywhere.
I know, and it's heartbreaking. I recently had a conversation with a friend about her boyfriend who kind of is in the same camp of not really putting in effort, and she's brought it up to him a couple of times. And I looked at her, I was like, I just don't know how you get somebody to care about you in this way that you want to be cared for. So this really sucks for her. I mean, I hope it turns around. Obviously, like, you're married to this dude. I'm assuming this is the foreseeable future. So I hope he gets his act together.
Yeah, I feel for her, man. This is tough. I've found myself in situations in life where I don't want to tell somebody to do something because I feel like they should already know, and it doesn't hit the same when you do. But in a marriage, if you're not getting what you feel like you need from your partner in a situation like this, I feel like you just got to speak up and speak your mind.
But two people can think so differently. So, for instance, I know how much my husband adores and cares for me, but he's just not a good gift giver. That's not his love language. I've almost accepted it. I mean, and there have been times, bottom line, you don't want to have to tell somebody. You would rather them just do it on their own accord, right? Mm-hmm. But we have had conversations where I'm like, hey, I was disappointed by this. Next time, I need you to do X, Y, Z and spell it out. And this may be what she's dealing with here.
He's a relationship soldier. He might not think of it himself.
Yes.
But you tell him what to do and he just does it right by the book.
And that might not be like, that's not your love language, but there is going to have to be like a meet in the middle compromise, because if that is not his strong suit, but he's a great guy otherwise, mm-hmm. then you're going to have to, like, you know, sit down with yourself and be like, all right, can I accept this? Am I willing to, like, not look past it, but accept it for who he is and try to give him guidance in the future so I'm not constantly disappointed?
And I think what she really needs to do also is hit him at a different level. Like, this is not about gifts. This is about me feeling appreciated.
Yeah.
He thinks it's a physical thing. It's not at all, right? Mm-hmm.
Just want to know you're being thought of and you're valued. That's all. And that's exactly what she should say to him.
But don't be doing, like, everything she did, taking the high road, which I commend her for. And if that made also your heart happy, because gift giving is a two-way street, right? I mean, it's good for them and it also makes you feel good. Don't give gifts with the expectation that you're going to get something in return.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
You got to remember that. If you're going to do that, you got to expect nothing in return.
100%.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, so are you feeling pretty good about your cell phone service? Are you feeling pretty good about the TSA? Well, Jackson is about to ruin it because Jackson ruins everything.
Jackson ruins everything. Jackson ruins everything. Jackson ruins everything. Why do you have to ruin everything, Jackson?
Wow. That's my alarm clock tone.
I've been hearing that my entire life, and what better way to do it than here? This whole thing started when I came out here and I talked to you guys about how the Hawktua cryptocurrency was a scam. Real shocker on that one. I talked about how Honey was actually not doing, they're not as good of a company as you thought. They are actually stealing money from creators. And, you know, I figured why not just continue this role and, ruin a couple other things.
And when you say Honey, it's not the stuff bees make. It's the coupon.
Yes.
It's the coupon company.
It's the coupons. So the first one that we're going to talk about today is cell phone service. All right. So you guys know when you look at the little top right corner of your phones and you see those bars that are there.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes when it says that you're at full bars, 4 or 5 or whatever it is, you still try and load a web page or load TikTok or send a text message and nothing goes through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because those bars mean absolutely nothing.
What?
Okay.
What?
Every single one of the companies use a different way of measuring how your phone actually establishes a connection. And those are mainly just used as sort of a visual representation of it could be how close your proximity to a cell tower. But it has nothing to actually do with the signal strength that you're actually receiving onto your phone.
Did anybody else in here know this?
No.
This is new. I feel so lied to yet again.
Right? And also, when you see, when you're not connected to Wi-Fi, because obviously when you're on Wi-Fi, you see those little like antenna radar looking.
Like a fan more.
Exactly. Now, if you're not connected to Wi-Fi, sometimes you'll see 5G, sometimes you'll see 4G, sometimes you'll see LTE, sometimes you'll see letters attached to them.
I'm rocking a 5G plus right now.
5G plus. Dang, there you go. I didn't even see that one when I was reading into this entire thing. None of this is standardized either, okay? When it says 5G, the majority of the time, you're not actually connected to the 5G network. It just means that 5G is available to you.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so a lot of times, that also might indicate proximity to a 5G tower where you could be getting 5G strength signals, but you might not actually be getting them to your phone. It's just is telling you that they are available.
This is very deflating.
It is deflating, and it's so frustrating because you kind of count on that when you're about to FaceTime someone and you're like, yeah. I don't know, I've got full service, I've got max bars.
I go through that all the time. Yeah. It makes no sense.
It really doesn't make any sense. So you're being lied to you and you're being duped.
Okay, if that's not enough, how's the TSA screwing us?
You guys might have heard of this one, but TSA is what's called security theater, okay? It is not actually security. It is just to make you feel secure.
So it's the smoke and mirrors of security?
Exactly. Abby?
Oh, no, I'm in shock because I'm thinking about how many times I've had to show up to ATL Hartsfield-Jackson 45 minutes early than the earliest time I was supposed to get there.
I know. We have it especially bad here in Atlanta just because of the popularity and how busy our airport is, where you have to show up 2 to 3 hours early because you have no idea what that line's going to look like, right? So TSA, prior to a certain incident that happened in 2001, was a little bit different than it is today. You didn't have to take off your shoes, no belt. You kind of, it was like more like a metal detector and then you were done, right?
And you didn't even need a ticket. Like if you wanted to go through security to say goodbye to somebody at the gate, you could do that.
Weird.
I know.
Weird to think of now.
You could actually sit there at the window, watch their plane take off.
What a world to live in. Okay. I don't remember that. I don't remember any of that happening.
Yeah, you're too young.
That was a while ago.
So I've only known it as, you know, how it is today. Obviously, with PreCheck, you get a certain other, you know, advanced rights for not having to take your shoes off and whatever. But for the most part, you're still having to wait in line and go through this entire thing. Well, after, again, certain incident that happened in 2001, they really beefed up the security because obviously, and rightfully so, people are extremely nervous and scared to fly afterwards, right? And so since then, there is few evidence to indicate how much and how effective TSA actually is at stopping more of these kind of attacks from happening. So the Department of Homeland Security did a couple different tests where they put undercover people into the TSA line and tried to get on various types of weapons and other things into through security. And in the first test, I think it was something like 68 out of 70 things went through without a problem. Wow. We're not stopped at all. Damn. We're talking over 95% ineffectiveness of the TSA to actually pick up and track these things.
And who did this study?
The Department of Homeland Security.
Oh, okay. Because I just looked up, there were 440 firearms caught at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport last year.
Yeah, and we've talked about this on the show before, and sometimes gun owners will tell us that they have it on them so often that it almost becomes like part of their body. So when they go to the airport, they're not even thinking like, oh, it's a firearm, because it's so common for them.
Right. As crazy as that might sound to, you know, us who aren't carrying a firearm around like that often, but there's been times where, you know, a pocket knife has gone through, or you have like your Leatherman attached to your keys and that accidentally goes through. And sometimes it gets caught, sometimes it doesn't. But again, those instances where firearms are being taken, a lot of times, most of the time, those are not malicious intent,
Yeah. Yeah.
Which makes a lot of sense. But, you know, when the Homeland Security did this test, they're bringing in like makeshift explosives and all sorts of other crazy things through. And the majority of them just continue going through. And without any, you know, failure.
Wow.
Well, that doesn't make you feel any safer.
No. Meanwhile, they never miss my water bottle.
They make you go back to the whole line.
Every time.
If I have too much jewelry, I get pulled because it just looks like a big clump of metal in my bag. Uh-huh.
I don't know what day it happened, but I think collectively the TSA just lost their patience all together at the same time. Because, like, none of them are nice anymore. They're rushing you through there. They are just so, they're like irritated, like your mom used to be at you. You know, like when you're messing up so many different times, anything you say, they're just irritated by now.
They're looking at you like, anything in your pocket?
How many times do I got to tell you people? And I want to mention also one thing, Jackson, because you said sometimes you'll pull up to the airport, you have no idea what time how long the security lines are. If you go to ATL.com/times, it gives you the security times at each and every one. So like right now, I can see it's 9 minutes at the main checkpoint. So that will help you on the way to the airport, because I have been screwed by that so many times.
The more you know.
The Burt Show.
Every now and then on The Burt Show, one of the members of the show says something that changes my life in a small way, and it needs to be appreciated. For instance, it was a few years ago when Katie made the suggestion that when you're done in the bathroom, flush with the toilet seat down so all that nastiness doesn't sprinkle up into the air and you're in the bathroom. Just keep it closed. And like 70% of all those particles stay. They hit the top of the toilet and they're like, I can't get out of here. Hey,
the poo particles.
The poo particles.
I've flushed the toilet like that ever since.
Me too. She changed my life, right? This one is Cassie. Cassie, I owe you a thank you. And for a guy that's on his phone every single day, I should have known this. But the fact that you pointed out the other day that you could schedule text messages has been a game changer for me. I did not realize that till just a few days ago.
I'm glad it helped.
And did you guys know this up until when she brought it?
Had no clue. But of course, I'm also very lax when it comes, or not lax, but lazy when it comes to updating my phone. So I don't think I have those capabilities right now.
When we do the show this early, sometimes if I'm thinking of something, I can't move on without it rattling around my brain. So I'll have to do it immediately, which is bad for my friends because I'm texting them at 6 a.m. and they're not up yet. So sometimes it wakes them up. Yeah. So now, like, I just sent one and I scheduled it for 8 a.m. Cassie, thank you.
You are welcome.
And tell them how to do it again. It's very, very easy.
Yeah, you just go to type the message to whoever you want to send it to. And then you'll see the little plus sign where you normally could add a GIF or whatever. You just go and schedule the message.
Okay. Joel, you got one coming at 8. All right, so it was going to be a complete reset of your Hinge.
Yeah, speaking of something that changed my life, intern Sadie came in here the other day and talked about an experience she had on Hinge where she said you can reset your algorithm.
Yeah, so they call it a fresh start, and it essentially just wipes clear what they think is the right person for you and gives you opportunities to like your people that were in Rose Jail previously and gives you all these new people. So
is the algorithm on a dating app much like my algorithm would be on a news feed? Like if I click on one specific kind of woman, it's just going to keep putting that kind of woman in front of my face if I'm on a dating app?
I wish it was like that. I wish I could like a guy that I find attractive and then just see 15 other versions of him. It's like, he's cute, but like, what if he had blonde hair instead? No, just kidding. I would never be attracted to a blonde man. But like, what if it was this guy who looked like that, but what if he worked in finance instead of like, I don't know. So the reason why people would be interested in resetting their algorithm is that the apps say they're designed to be deleted because they think they're going to find you a boyfriend or a girlfriend, but really the algorithm is working against you because they're hiding all the hot people. And if the hot people are going into Rose Jail, which is that section where you can only talk to them if you give them a rose, and that's really embarrassing because then it makes you look really desperate. You also only get one a week. Then you're not going to get as many matches with people that you think you might be compatible with because Hinge is gatekeeping all the good people. So Sadie told us that if you go into your settings and you say you're going to delete your account, if you like kind of give Hinge an incentive, be like, hey, I'm leaving, and say that you're not happy with your experience, they'll say, hey, do you want to do a fresh start? And it'll refresh the algorithm. And I wasn't quite convinced that this was going to do anything, because I'm like, I feel like maybe this is a placebo effect. You feel like you're going to get a fresh start, and then all of a sudden you're going to think you're seeing hotties. So I go in, I say I'm leaving. I'm like, Hinge, bye. I press the button that says I want a fresh start, and then it said, wait, are you sure? We have some cute boys. And I was like, okay, Hinge. So I do the fresh start. I do the reset.
And I got kind of annoyed because the first guy that popped up in my feed was my most compatible from 10 minutes ago. It's like, you didn't change anything. This is the same loser from 15 minutes ago. So I hit my X button and it's, you know, some other dude. I hit the X button. And I'm like, let me give this a fair shot. So I do that for a couple of minutes. And then I'm like, wait a second. Suddenly these men are getting progressively more eligible. And you guys, something happened to me on a dating app that has never happened in my 10 years of being on a dating app.
Someone swiped right on you?
I got a match. I ran out of likes. That has never happened to me before.
Really?
Because there's, you're going to maybe see like two guys that you're kind of sort of maybe not really interested in per day on Hinge. Bumble, it's kind of like you're swiping through right, left. But Hinge, like you can actively like somebody if you want to get into their feed. And I was like, wait, do I need to pay more so I can like more people? I saw so many eligible options that I was like, I might finally get laid this year. This is great.
So it worked.
It worked.
It did work.
It did work. And not only that, but I had an interaction that was positive.
What?
I got I got somebody's digits and I don't know when we're going out because he doesn't live here, but so he may be a catfish. It may just be refreshing and then they give you all these bots that look hot but are really just fake, but he seems kind of real.
So this advice is pretty basic and pretty easy. If you're on Hinge and you're frustrated, you just tell him you're leaving and then you can refresh the whole thing and you get a whole new lot of dudes.
It's a whole new world.
Okay. So it worked.
It worked.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
A$AP Rocky's former friend is testifying against him about an alleged shooting. I saw all this going down in the news because I saw photos of A$AP and Rihanna walking hand in hand together. And it's like, they're walking into court together. I'm like, oh my God, what happened? So apparently A$AP Rocky's former friend, A$AP Rocky, is claiming that he was shot by A$AP Rocky. So that's why he's on trial. And if he's convicted, he could face up to 24 years in prison.
Can't the A$APs just get along?
I know. Can't they just be friends? So when he testified, he basically said that an altercation happened in Hollywood where they were talking and all of a sudden he is claiming that A$AP Rocky brought out a gun and he's like, nah, this is my friend. He's not going to shoot me. And then he's claiming that then all of a sudden he turned around and then pointed the gun down and then shot the first shot and then shot. And then he said that his hand was grazed by a bullet. He said it felt hot. And then he grabbed one of their friends that was with them, stood behind him for cover. And then allegedly A$AP Rocky fired again and then left the scene.
Wait, he grabbed one of his friends and threw him in front of him as a human shield.
That's crazy. Don't shoot me, shoot him.
I mean, not to take away from, you know, the allegations or whatever, but if you are that person and your friend's getting shot at and they turn and they grab you and throw you in front of them, so you are the bullet buffer, you are no longer my friend.
I would think that's the end of the friendship.
Yeah. That is 1,000% of the end of the friendship.
And street rules go out the window, I'm telling.
Yes.
You put me in front of the gun, I'm telling.
Now, if you're in the group that he's just paying, right? Like, we hear from time to time a lot of celebrities, as they come up, they will just keep their friends from back in the day and then pay them to do different things. Now, it's not this guy's job to take a bullet, but if he's on the payroll
God.
He gets and he's used as a human shield, is that part of his job description without saying it?
Sometime, yes, because there are people in the group that kind of know, like, I don't have as much to lose, so I might have to take the downfall if the main cash cow goes down.
Yeah.
But he's one of the A$APs, so that means he's, like, in the group. Like, he raps, and he's really a part of it, so he wasn't one of those guys.
I'm not just one of those dudes. I'm one of the A$APs.
He's an A$AP.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I saw people in the comments saying, man, it's going to be really rough if A$AP has to do 24 years and be away from Rihanna. And I'm like, he has kids. Like, no one thought about his kids.
He has kids, but I mean, think at least he had, you know, a couple of good years with Rihanna. At least he'll have that to keep him warm at night if he does end up getting convicted.
But if you think, if we're taking the allegations and everything into consideration, if this happened in a public place, they were at a club. Is that what you said?
So they were on the streets of Hollywood.
On the streets of Hollywood. So if they're on the streets of Hollywood, you would think there would be witnesses, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. I know sometimes it's hard to call witnesses because they don't want any part in it. And I'm assuming since it just grazed his hand, he didn't go to the hospital, so they don't have any, like, evidence from a hospital, like from hospital bills or documentation to prove that he was shot?
I have not seen any reports that say that. And there has been footage where I guess a gun has been seen, but ASAP Rocky's defense is saying that it's a prop gun, that it was like not a real gun, which I don't know why you just be bopping around with like a little plastic pew pew gun. It doesn't really make sense to me, but it also doesn't mean that a shooting happened.
Yeah.
So
this case is very confusing.
Very, very confusing. Mm-hmm. I actually even saw a screenshot, and I don't know if maybe you saw it too. Was on Reddit, and I guess one of the groupies was DMing ASAP Rocky talking about it, and he was asking him if it was legit or not, and ASAP Rocky was kind of avoiding answering it or not. And so I think a lot of people feel like maybe there's some suspicion there as well, based off of some of those screenshots that have come out.
I haven't seen that, but it's definitely a lot of covering up going on, and it's hard to tell what the truth really is. But that man is facing a lot of time if it doesn't go his way.
All right, Jay-Z is calling out the attorney that's coming after him and Diddy, saying there's one main reason that these lawsuits shouldn't be taken seriously. I'm going to explain it on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.